The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Okay, we are back. Is this Don?
Back.
You're back. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
What's up?
Just a quick story. Well, how you doing?
I'm good.
You sound good. I listened to you last week from up in the Narragansett Bay.
Yeah, I saw that. So
yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, just had a little fishing trip up there last week in Narragansett Bay and Mount Hope Bay and the Saconnet River, which is right off of the ocean,
yep,
between Cape Cod and like Newport, Rhode Island. And it wasn't really a good day. We actually got rained on, but black sea bass,
yep,
sand sharks.
Sure.
We were fishing for tautog.
Tautog, yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was the guy who kept catching, and these fish kind of haunt me, these sea robins. I must have caught five or six of them right off the bat. Now, the minimum up there for a striper.
Yeah, a striper, inches. Yeah.
A striper, yeah. What I did notice is they use a lot of real heavy line on their rods, mm-hmm, reels. They're not into the light tackle too much, and this is a general observation in that area. They like to put like 20 and 30 pound test on there.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, we were doing a lot of bottom fishing, just a little bit of trolling, and kind of when you close your eyes, it's like fishing down here, except for the heavy tackle.
Right.
So, do
a lot of trolling, do they?
Yeah. We were using, what do you call them, umbrella rig.
Oh, yeah, the big umbrella rig, sure.
Had one big hit, but we were trying to get in out of the rain because it was really coming in.
My grandson was in Cancun last week, Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
And he sent me a photo that caught some pretty big barracuda. I think they caught a half a dozen barracuda. He hooked something that almost spooled him. Went straight down and never saw the fish. He said he fought it for 20 minutes before the hook popped out. They think it might have been a Goliath grouper just because of the way it sounded. And, you know, I mean, it sounded as far as diving into the depths. And I can't imagine fighting one of those things for 20 minutes, but he said it was quite a thrill. I said, man, it was nice to see it. He said, yeah, but never came up, never. You know, they're huge. They're giant fish.
Yeah.
They can weigh 500-700 pounds. But he said he got the strike, and he said it almost spooled the reel. And so,
man, that's some exciting stuff.
Isn't that pretty cool for being 16 years old? Yeah. Yeah. He comes back from Puerto Rico, and he's home for about 2 weeks, and then goes to Mexico. So he's got some good friends. That's for sure.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So. Well, I had the pleasure of taking my grandson. He's 17.
Yeah.
We went out when I got back here in Maryland. We took our new old boat out. It's a little well craft center console. I have a lot of fun with that.
Sure.
And we went out, what do you call it, the lower part of the Patapsco where it meets the bay.
Right.
And the white perch look really, really good, kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not that record, the record setters, but.
Right.
But we just had a great day out there, and a lot of bait fish breaking.
Cool.
A lot of bait fish.
Well, according to Anne Arundel County, as of August 8th, I guess, health officials say it's now safe for the public to go in the Patapsco River. Sewage has flowed into the waterway. Annapolis, water quality has improved after a sewage overflow into the Patapsco, so the Anne Arundel County Department of Health on Monday reopened a section of the waterway to swimming and other direct water contract. The river area was closed last week to the public from Howard County Line to the Baltimore City Line along River Road, Patapsco Valley State Park, and Belgrove Road. Health officials said the emergency closing was caused by large volume sewage overflow in Howard County at Sylvan Lane, Sucker Branch, tributary of Patapsco River. Patuxent River has been reopened. Patuxent River has been reopened for swimming and other uses from the Howard County Line to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Laurel. Health officials warned anyone who came in contact with contaminated water to wash well with soap and warm water immediately. Clothing should also be washed. So this is one notice that the Patapsco in Anne Arundel County was declared safe. However, we got another email from our buddy Matthew, who's listening. 19 hours ago, it's got a picture of the social media from DNR that shows they're still trying to recover automobiles from out of the Patapsco up near Ellicott City. So,
oh my.
The question is, what's in the water? You know, who knows? So, y'all can go if you want. Enjoy yourself. Catch a couple fish, but go home and disinfect and throw the fish back this time. That's all I can tell you. That's me. I'm a little bit more cautious than I think the health officials are. I'm just not all about eating fish and crabs out of a waterway where raw sewage is dumped, including the waters in and around Baltimore. But y'all go ahead if you want to. So
yeah.
All right.
Well, I have a crab pot behind the house.
There you go.
Stony Creek, and the crabs have been big.
Good.
Yeah, that's just off of the Patapsco between what is called Cox Creek and Stony Creek.
Yep. Did you hear?
The commercial guys never stop them.
No, they never do.
They never stop.
No. Do you?
They're out there right now.
I'm sure they are. Did you get the tip from the fellow that called in a couple of weeks ago about only checking your commercial, you know, your pots off your dock once a day rather than twice a day?
I did.
Yeah, I don't know if you've implemented it or not, but very interesting.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that.
Yep.
But it's been good. And
good.
Again, enjoy listening to the show. I enjoyed your guest last week.
Yep.
And keep doing a good job.
I'm working on it, man. Thank you.
Okay, brother.
All right, Carl. All right, Don. Thank you. Carl's next. Bye-bye. Carl, good morning.
Hey, how you been?
I'm all right. You?
I'm still hanging in there.
That's all good.
Yet.
Yep.
Hey, where are we going to get a deer cut up around here this year?
I don't know.
Well, with Mark not being in business no more, I'm looking for a recommendation. You know, I figured I'd give you a call and you would tell me who I could go to that would be, you know, decent price and have all the specialty cuts and...
Well, I mean, there's a number of them around. There's not a lot over in your area. I mean, Harford County's a little bit quiet too. There's another guy there in East Baltimore, Mike. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He shows up during the season. He's a taxidermist over there, and I know he cuts deer. So unless you want to go to Carroll County, and then I've got five or six of them, and then there's Austin's down there in Anne Arundel County.
Well, so, I've been to Austin's before. Maybe I'll go back there.
Well, Austin, Keith's a good guy. He's a customer and advertiser. You've got M&G in Westminster. You got C&L in Hampstead. You've got JB Farms in Tawny Town. You've got Clint's Cuts in Mount Airy. You've got KS Cuts in... Damascus.
Well, you know me. I'm a bologna freak.
Yeah.
I love the bologna.
Yeah.
I want to get bologna like Sam used to make, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And where would you suggest I go to get Sam's bologna?
Well, Clint's Cuts out in Mount Airy has purchased a recipe and all the equipment.
Okay.
He's advertising that right now. New home of the legendary Sam Poole's Smoked Goods. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he's out of Old Bartholow Road. So.
I had to look that up.
Yep. Well, just call me sometime. I'll let you know. I mean, I get, and like Bologna up at M&G, I go there quite often. I've not tried this new guy, JB Farms up in Tawnytown. C&L, I like their bologna. They do a good job. They're up in Hampstead. I like those guys. I talked to Jack last night. You got Jared's. Jared's Deer Processing. I was at Jared's house the other night. He's the one that won the highest bid on the African trip, and he just got back from Africa with Van Wyck Safaris, and he showed me about 1,000 pictures of his trip to Africa. A lot of good stuff out there. So, I mean, you know, there's any number of places if you want to go.
I'll check them out.
All right, get a copy of the magazine somewhere and or online, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. They're all in there.
Okay.
All right, buddy?
Yeah, man.
You got it.
I just thought I'd ask, you know, if I could go to the expert, right?
I don't know about that. Thanks,
hey,
Carl.
Who else I got? You know, there ain't hardly anybody around to talk about deer hunting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If I wouldn't listen to your radio show, I'd be lost.
We're the only outdoors radio show in Maryland, the only fishing and hunting full-time call-in talk show, 2 hours every Saturday, 5 to 7. Podcasts are available on my website, ellisoutdoors.com.
Well, I've been talking to people from, you know, different areas and of the country, and I tell them that I listen to this show. And they're like, really, you got a show like that around here? I said, yeah.
Yep.
I said, the man's been on over 20 years I've been listening
to him. Yep, 28, almost, coming up in December.
Well, we ain't going to say the exact, you know.
It's not exact. I mean, I've been doing this 28 years. I took about a year and a half off.
I remember when you took off, I was lost on Saturday.
All right.
You ever try throwing a newspaper when you got nothing on the radio? You
know? No, I never have.
Well, I did. Got all right, it. Buddy.
All right, Carl, easy. Thanks for the call.
Yep, see you later.
You got it. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, let's do a little commercial here for our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, and if we're talking a little bit of crabbing, well, they've got everything you could need, want, or imagine for crabs. I mean, for crabbing and crabs. They've got the Foxy Mate crab traps, the number 66 low-profile four-door crab traps. They've got the topless T120s. You know, they all stack up real nice. Trot lines, everything you need for trot lines. They have a fully furnished trot line with a 1,000-foot trot line with a snood, $179.95. They've got the trot line weights, the snoods, the bait bags, the floats, new baskets and lids, $9.95 for a new crab basket. All the accessories, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the mallets, everything. The bait, if you need bait for crab, they've got salted eel, chicken necks, and you can call them. I don't know if they've got any razor clams this time of year or not, but it's possible. They even carry the aluminum steamers and their own custom crab seasoning, commercial crab pots and hotels and cloth and wire crab rings and cloth and wire crab nets. I mean, well, I think I've probably told you enough. It's just about everything you need for crabbing except the crabs. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, open 7 days a week, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH for Clyde's Sports Shop. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Okay, gun owners, hunters, shooters, all y'all. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, training, and service. Large selection of new and used guns, HafersGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, HafersGuns.com. Repairs, parts, and custom gunsmithing, HafersGuns.com. Class 3 firearms, HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstate 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at HafersGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. That's Hafer's. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind right there on the parking lot on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, the deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Well, choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, your crossbow, your firearm, your shotgun, your rifle, your muzzleloader, any kind of hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen House at 301-331-2500. 301-331-2500 for Redneck Blinds. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I drive a John Deere tractor. Yeah, I work these fields. Sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bomb. bumper sticker says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the sure thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. I like to haul.
Yeah, there goes my buddy. I like the hunt. Yep. All right. I don't know. I'll be moving to the shore. I guess that's going to be my lifestyle here in a few years, I would think. What do you think? Can you see me running around a pickup truck with a camo hat on and 870 pumping? Yeah, I get it. All right. Okay. Let's talk to Don in Joppa. Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm late for class. Sorry, I don't know if you hit on it yet, but where's the crabs?
Yeah, they're around. I'm hearing good and bad.
Yeah, I'm up here around Seneca, Middle River,
yeah,
Bush River, Gunpowder. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's a little quiet up that way. Been doing good down the Severn. I talked to a guy last night from up in Hampstead. He just come home from the Chester River. He had a whole couple coolers full of crabs, so he got his. And you know, it's hit and miss, really.
How about the salt, though? I mean, this water seems really salty up here, and it's got a lot of nettles in it.
I don't know about that. You know, it's possible that they're fleeing that. They want to get in a little more fresher environment. I don't know.
I thought they liked salt water. When I was younger, it seemed like the saltier water was. When, especially, I remember bringing up the traps, and they were covered with nettles, and the crabs were everywhere.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know. Hit or miss right now, buddy. I mean, DNR says it's like managing bugs crawling around on the bottom of the bay. How do they know? You know? It's true.
All right. Well, I just thought somebody called and enlightened us a little bit.
Well, maybe we'll get some report in here from somebody who knows where the crabs are. Might even call Bud down at Fishbones if I get some time. So.
All right. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks.
See you, Don. Bye-bye. There he goes. Okay, so... So I got I get this thing every now and then called National Write Your Congressman. One of our directors pays for this link, this service, and it gives you an opportunity to weigh in on a number of issues every couple of days. They talk about what's going on in Congress, and you can write to your you craft an email right there, boom, boom, boom. You send it, and they send it to your delegates and your senators and the president and all that. Very, very rarely, do I get anything back. However, my delegate, Elijah E. Cummings, did send me a letter the other day. And, of course, I told him a month ago that I was opposed to this the gun regulations that they were proposing about you know, anybody on the no-fly list and anybody on the terror watch list and a number of other stupid bills out there about firearms. And I wrote to him. I, told him how I felt. So here's the letter I get on my anti-Congress acting against guns letter. Dear Mr. Ellis, thank you for contacting me about the troubling prevalence of mass shootings. I appreciate hearing from you on this timely issue. Actually, that's not what I wrote to him about, but that's what he thought I wrote to him about. Like you, I believe it is our responsibility to prevent senseless gun deaths. To that end, I have co-sponsored several bills to promote safe, responsible gun ownership. Among these measures is H.R. 3455, which would make firearms trafficking a federal crime and impose stronger penalties for straw purchasers who buy guns for convicted felons. I'm also a proud co-sponsor of H.R. 3411, which would ensure that all individuals prohibited from buying a firearm are listed in the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The bill would additionally require a background check for every firearm sale. Please know I will continue to support measures. Now, let me tell you what that is. Let me tell you the code for that, okay? The bill would additionally require a background check for every firearm sale. Let me stop there just for a minute. Do you know what that means, folks? Do you know what that means? H.R. 3411. H.R. 3411. That means if I have an 870 youth model that I bought for my grandson, and he's outgrown it, and you ask me, hey, Alan, do you have any firearms for my kid coming up? And I say, well, I've got a 20-gauge Remington 870. I'll sell it to you for a couple $100 or whatever. Hey, that's great. Instead of the person handing me $200 and I hand him the gun, we would have to go to a licensed firearm dealer and record the transaction, record the serial number, record my driver's license and his driver's license, and record the transaction. We would likely, according to what I know about this, is we would likely have to log that into the dealer's system and then log it back out, log it in for me, log it out to him. And, of course, there's going to be a fee involved to the dealer doing the transaction. That's what Congress talks about when they talk about sensible gun safety. That's what they talk about. And that's what they talk about for requiring a background check for every firearm sale. They're not talking about going to your local dealer and legitimately buying a firearm. They're talking about a transfer between me and you. They're talking about transfers from my gun collection, giving him a gun, giving him, you know, hey, this was your grandmother's deer rifle. I'd like you to have it, and you can pass it on to your kids. That type of thing. That's what they're talking about. Please know I will continue to support measures that promote public safety. There's another key word. And responsible gun ownership, another key word. I stand with my fellow Democrats who are calling for immediate consideration of H.R. 1076, a common sense bill that would grant the Attorney General the authority to deny a firearm license to any individual engaged in terrorist activities. Thank you for taking the time to express your concerns about gun violence. Please do not hesitate to contact me if I can be of future assistance. Sincerely, Elijah E. Cummings, Member of Congress, Delegate. That's where your concern lies with me. God, who do we elect? Who do we elect to represent us? Not only in a federal level, but in a state level as well. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Come on, let's get a phone call in here. 922-6680. Here's our buddy Matthew. Here's our buddy Matthew. Sun coming up, and I'm a redneck heading out, spotter running. Oh, and the crabs are on Stony and Cox Creek, average about 7 inches. Tight lines and true sighting. Be well. We're on the water. Matthew, Pasadena. I guess he's out there doing it. Good for him. And a little video there to go with that. I won't play that. All right, Matthew. Thanks again, buddy. Enjoy it. And thank you for your research and your contributions to the show this morning. We'll be in touch. All right. Hey, where'd our callers go? Pepe, did you scare them off? It is your fault. It's got to be your fault. It's not my fault. I'm an excellent host. All right, here comes one now. However, the text and the emails are pouring pouring in. So I love it. I love it. I love an interactive show like this. This is great. So, oh, yes. The Obama administration. This came out the other day from yesterday, I guess, from the Sportsman's Alliance. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but first let's take Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Okay, Alan. How you doing?
Good. How do you like the way our elected official had me protesting these egregious gun laws they're trying to pass?
Well, what I wanted to ask you was, after you talked about it, was that you tearing up the papers?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. That was my response to his response. It's not worth the paper I printed it out on. I'm sorry I wasted my ink.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Alan, because I agree with you 100%. He can take those papers and he can shove them where the sun don't shine. You hear me?
How do you really feel, Mike?
Well, that's how I feel.
All right. Well, I know. Yeah, you know, here's the thing, Mike. If you want to sell me one of your shotguns or something like that, shouldn't that be between us?
Of course.
And if you want to write me a little bill of sale, fine. If you don't, fine.
Again, there's another example of too damn much government in our lives.
No, absolutely. What happened to liberty and freedom in this country?
Well, you're seeing a slow tyranny right now, my friend.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And people better wake up and realize what's going on.
Exactly. All right, brother.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, man.
There he goes. Oh, yes. This came from the Sportsman Alliance, I think, yesterday. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and its Obama-appointed director have issued new regulations closing 77 million acres of land, an area larger than 45 of the country's 50 states in Alaska, to state wildlife management, including predator control and other established means and methods of hunting. The animal rights radicals of the Humane Society of the United States, that's HSUS, headquarters Gaithersburg, Maryland, have long pushed for these anti-hunting, anti-management rules and were first to congratulate the administration and the Fish and Wildlife Service for this illegal action. The blatant preemption of the state of Alaska's rights to manage wildlife and set hunting rules on these millions of acres disregards more than 200 years of settled law, as well as recent congressional enactments in 1980 and 1997. Sportsman's Alliance, of course, strongly opposed these rules and is working closely with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, Alaska Hunters and Hunting Guides, and the Alaska Congressional Delegation to block the Obama administration from enforcing these new HSUS rules. Since the adoption of the U.S. Constitution, the states have had the primary authority to manage publicly owned fish and wildlife, including the authority to send hunting and fishing seasons and regulate the means and methods used to take fish and wildlife. And this state authority includes federal lands. It's why we all buy our licenses from the states, not the feds. Fish and Wildlife Service has very limited rights. Whew. Almost had a sneeze there, sorry. The state authority includes federal lands. This is why we all buy our licenses from the states, not the feds. Fish and Wildlife Service has very limited rights to preempt the state's authority, and only when Congress provides its specific authority, as in the case of migratory birds, that's why we buy federal duck stamps, and endangered species. Regarding these 77 million acres of wildlife refuge lands in Alaska, three times Congress has directed the state that the state, not the Fish and Wildlife Service, has the primary authority to set hunting and fishing rules in Alaska. 1959 in the Alaska Statehood Act, 1980 in the Alaska Land Acts that created most of the Alaska refuges, and 1997 in the Refuge Improvement Act, which also made hunting and fishing priority public uses on all refuge lands. The Obama administration is ignoring all of this law to make new rules for their buddies at HSUS and other anti-hunters. Congress has signaled, good grief, strongly its opposition to these illegal rules at the strong urging of Alaska's congressional delegation. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Senator Dan Sullivan, and Representative Don Young, pending funding bills in the House and Senate, bar Fish and Wildlife Service from spending any money to implement the rules. Fish and Wildlife Service has ignored these signals and proceeded with the HSUS rules. Furthermore, President Obama has threatened to veto these bills if they reach his desk, and his Capitol Hill allies are blocking action on these measures. The state of Alaska, Alaska Hunters and Guides, Alaska Natives, AFWA, and others, including the Sportsman Alliance, are planning to sue to stop the rules if Congress cannot undo them. If President Obama and his HSUS pals get their way with preempting Alaska's wildlife authority and imposing anti-hunting, anti-wildlife management rules, you can bet other states and federal lands will be next. Let me say, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. So the Sportsman Alliance is behind this. They protect and defend Americans' wildlife conservation programs and the pursuits of hunting, fishing, and trapping that generate money to pay for them. Sportsman's Alliance Foundation is responsible for public education, legal defense, and research. Its mission is accomplished through several distinct programs coordinated to provide the most complete defense capability possible. Stay connected to the Sportsman's Alliance, and we thank them for that information. If you want to Google Sportsman's Alliance, please do. What do you think about that? 77 million acres. That's bigger than the entire state of Maryland. It's bigger than, almost bigger than Pennsylvania. 77 million acres. Sorry, Alaska, you don't have the right to manage your own land.
Well, I'm up here on vacation in the Martha's Vineyard. I think we'll just, I think we'll just declare Alaska off limits to hunting. Done. Yeah, over there at Fish and Wildlife Service. You go ahead and tell them they can't hunt 77 million acres. My buddies at HSUS want that, so we're going to get it for them. I know that was a very poor imitation of the president, but you get the point. 77 million acres that Alaska's not allowed to manage for hunting. Good grief. Good grief. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Oh, listen, listening to your show while we head to the marshes of Blackwater to prepare our sickest spots for the upcoming season. Thanks for the great show. Larry from Pasadena. He's not presently in the office. Well, Larry, that's great, buddy. I appreciate that. But, you know, you never know what's coming next under this guy. You never know. I'll tell you, Blackwater just in the new Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we just outlined the seasons for Blackwater. They have increased the days to hunt on Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. The sick of deer's spots are, you know, available. There's a time frame, of course, to register. And if you want to go online and check that out, it's Maryland, all spelled out, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. But archery season starts just with the regular archery season, September 9th through October 19th, then again October 31st through November 25th, and then December 12th through the 16th, and on it goes, on and on. So it's all there. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Mike was our last caller. Pepe, you're not doing your job. You're waiting. You're not out there actively pursuing them on social media or anything else. Okay. Well, I'll just keep talking. What do you think about this, people? The federal government just declared 77 million acres of Alaska off limits to hunting and bans Alaska from using its own methods of predator control to protect its wildlife. Good grief. Good grief. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Hello, Lee.
Alan.
Lee.
Alan.
Yes.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
Hey. Giving you a little crabbing report. And fishing.
What do you got?
Real good bite out around 6 and 7 foot in the hole for rockfish. There's birds out there working.
Yeah, I've seen the birds. Yep.
And birds are happy birds. You got to get underneath bigger fish down the bottom. I saw a lot of fishermen scraping the top.
Yeah, no.
And we were fishing off a tandem rig with 2 half-ounce jigs with straight-tail basses out.
Okay.
And, 20 to 24-inch rockfish on the bottom.
I got it.
Underneath all the little fish, and it was one after another till dark.
Wow.
The whole entire, up on the flat of the top of the 6 and 7 foot knoll.
Okay.
10 to 12 foot of water. It's a no-brainer. Look for the birds, and the fish will cooperate.
They will cooperate. Just toss in the middle of the bunch and let her go down to the bottom.
Yeah, real good fight there, and around the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, the pilings have been real hot.
I've heard that also. Yep. And what's your technique for that? You live line it or what?
No, I'm a jigger.
Okay.
I throw a 1.5 to 2 ounce jig with a 7-inch straight tail bass assassin. Really, any flavor will work. Whether it be pearl, chartreuse, or opening night.
Yeah.
A fish are there. Fish are hungry. You'll catch fish.
But, so there's not a lot of action in that bass assassin tail. I mean, it's just a piece of plastic that's a big profile, basically, is what you're telling me.
Well, Alan, if you look at it in the water, the end of that little tail has a very strong vibration.
Okay.
And it just that entices the bite.
Okay.
The reason I like a straight tail because it goes down rapidly. It goes down real quickly.
It doesn't flutter its way down. Yeah.
Well, yes, and it gets you can get it down in the zone, and that's where you catch your fish. But the big thing I'm seeing is guys fishing too light and not getting down to where the bigger fish are underneath.
That's always been the key on breaking fish. That's always been the key on fishing under the birds. You've got to get below that first layer of fish, or you're just going to get ate up with those little, 14, 15-inch fish.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing, Alan. I know you talk a lot about hunting and fishing politics. The reduction of the take of menhaden down in Reedville has brought a huge flush of menhaden up into the upper bay.
Yep.
Which is promoting, attracting all these rockfish and other game fish up into the upper bay that we haven't seen for years, and it's really taken off. It's really encouraging what the Atlantic States fishery is putting these restrictions on the
menhaden.
The menhaden, and what a win-win for us to see this fishery really taking off again.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Clean fish. They're fat. They're getting healthy. They're eating well. They're not struggling like we've seen in years past.
Right.
It's a game on.
Well, the reduction in the menhaden led to a lot of problems with the rockfish. I mean, when they were basically undernourished, and when that fish is undernourished, it gives it a tendency to attract more bacteria like mycobacteriosis, and you're not seeing the fish like you did even in this heat of summer with the red spots and the scarring and that type of thing that you used to see. And that's great. I mean, there's a lot of bay grasses that help that, but when you have better nutrition and this high protein diet on these increased menhaden, these fish are going to be much healthier, and I'm glad to hear that.
It's awesome. It's amazing how fish and any group of whether it be fish or deer or whatnot, if you protect what you got and use sensible regulations, because man really does control what we got, and we take care of it, it's going to carry on.
Well, Lee, you talked about politics. What happens when the federal government declares the Chesapeake Bay a federal navigable waterway and closes down all the fishing under another administration like this Obama administration? That's why it's so important to register to vote. It's so important to listen to the candidates and check their websites and see what they believe when it comes. And there's only one choice for protecting and preserving our Second Amendment in this upcoming presidential election. And,
Donald's my man, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay in touch, Lee. Call me sometime.
All right.
All right, buddy. Alan. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. There he goes. We got to go to break right now? We are. Oh, well, there's nothing on my screen to warn me on that. I guess I should just instinctively know it's time for a break, right? Is that what you're telling me? We got Chuck in Dundalk, Melvin in Baltimore. Hang on, boys. We got to take a little break here. Let me tell you about this. Redneck Blinds. The best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge or deep in the woods or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, shotgun, rifle, muzzleloader, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen. Stephen House is his name, 301-331-2500, 301-331-2500. You can see a redneck blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, Hafer's Guns, largeselect.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, gunsmithing, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstate 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com. On Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. If you need anything for hunting or fishing or crabbing, if you need your guns repaired or scope mounted, if you need a new rod tip or new guide or line wound on your reels, if you need bait, tackle for any kind of fishing or crabbing, any type of ammo, Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. If you're a fisherman, you want to check the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. And you've got it, Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-
303-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Les Consolving. Join me every Sunday night, 10 to 1, for Uninhibited Radio on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Okay, who's been waiting the longest? That would be Chuck in Dundalk. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Alan. How are you today?
Doing great. Quickly,
Alan,
sir.
I was hoping you could, can you point me in a direction? I'm looking at buying a four-wheeler this year.
Yeah, okay.
Either, I'm probably new, no more than like 2 or 3 years old or something like that.
And okay.
If it would be easier, I can shoot you an email.
Yeah, shoot me an email, and I've got some suggestions for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Hey, before you go,
yep.
Those two examples you gave for politicians, useless and worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
But thank you very much, kid.
All right, buddy, thanks. See you.
Bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to who's waiting next. Melvin. Nope, that's Fran. Hold on, Fran. I need to go to Melvin. You got it?
Okay.
Hang on, buddy. Are you good? There we go. Melvin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
There was an article in the Sun papers this past week about terrapins dying in crab pots.
Yep.
And I'd just like the public to know that there's an excluder or something that can be put on the crab pot.
We concentrated on that in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Mm-hmm. So go to mdlovescrabs.com. It's our feature story, Save the Terrapins.
Yeah, I'm saying that. So the public should be known that it's only a modification to the crab pot
yep.
for a couple dollars, and it could save the lives of these terrapins.
Oh, exactly. Exactly right. Yep. I mean, that's, hey, look, how many people are wearing these terrapin T-shirts out there and don't even know what the hell they're looking at?
Exactly, huh?
You know? Hey, why would you want to take your kid out on the dock in your crab pot and pull up the crab pot and there's a half dozen crabs in there and there's a dead terrapin and you dump the thing out on the dock and it's laying over on its back and what do you say to your kids?
Yeah.
Okay? I yep. get it.
It's a disgrace, huh?
I get it. Thanks, Melvin, for the reminder.
Know, huh?
All right, buddy.
All right. Good day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hey, Fran.
Yeah.
There's the music.
Okay.
Can I call you off the air?
Sure.
I'll do it.
It's about that 77 million acres.
Well, what about it? You in favor of it or against it?
Well, I'm against it, but I'm thinking they've got another purpose for that land.
Yeah, I know it. And it's not oil. I can tell you that.
I know.
All right, sweetie. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, 410, whoop.